Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tes Vav in Meseches Erevin. It's the 233rd daf in Shas. We pick up a few lines from the bottom on Yudalid Amabez, discussing the Machlokis in the Mishnah, whether a Lechi needs to be three Tvachim wide or not. The Gemara then will go on to discuss other Halachos of Lechi on the top of Tes Vav Amad Aleph. The Gemara will get back to some of the basic questions that we've raised in the past, whether Lechi is considered a Mechitza or is considered a Korah. And then we will begin a new Mishnah on the bottom of Tes Vav Amid Aleph, discussing what could be the materials used for a Lechi. Could a live animal be used to create a Lechi? The Gemara then will discuss using a live animal and writing a get on it, to which the Gemara will get involved a little bit with Hilchos Gerushin. Then we will begin the next Mishnah on Tes Vav Amabez, discussing the important halachos of a pirtza, a hole in a wall. And we will begin with the Gemara discussing the halachos of pirtza. So let's pick up 10 lines from the bottom. We had a machlokis on Yudalad Amabez between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakam, whether Lechi could be any thickness or it has to be three tvachim thick. The Gemara discusses that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. That's where we had left off yesterday. Rabbi Chumi Masni Hachi. Rabbi Chumi taught as follows. Am Rabbi Yehuda Brei De Shmuel Mishmei De Rav. Ein Halacha Ke Rabbi Yossi. We don't follow Rabbi Yossi. Lo Behilmi For Lo Bechayayim. Not when it comes to making salt water on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi was a big machmir about that. We discussed that yesterday. Neither when it comes to Lechi, and a kol shehu would be acceptable. Amar le, they said to Rav Ruchumi, Amarta, do you yourself hold this way? Amar lehu lo. He says, no, I hold that the halacha is that we follow Rabbi Yossi, and it needs to be three tefachim thick, as well as we're machmir for salt water. Amar Rav o Elohim hamra. I swear by Elohim, Rava said, that Rav Ruchumi did say that we don't follow Rabbi Yossi, the Gamir Nalamine, and that's what we learned from him. Umay time a kaderbe, but he changed his mind. Mishum Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo. This is an expression that we have in a few places in Shas, and that is Rabbi Yossi has svaras to all that he had taught. He explained and delineated the exact logic behind it. Sometimes we didn't have an exact tradition of what that logic was. Hence Rav Ruchumi, once he follow the idea of Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo, that the depth was with Rabbi Yossi, so then he was Choser and said he followed Rabbi Yossi Shita. Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chana La Abaye Hilchas Emay said, what is the halacha? Amalei Pochazi Ma'imo Dover. Take a look at what people are doing. In other words, if there's no reason to believe that people are making an error, then it seems that there is place to Pochazi Ma'imo Dover. See what the people are generally doing. And Rashi adds that they were noeg with a lechi with a mashu, and that becomes the halacha. Three lines from the bottom. Ika demasni la'aha. Some said that this give and take of what's the halacha and looking out and seeing what the people were doing was in reference to a different discussion. Hashose ma'im litzma'o. Somebody who drinks water because they're thirsty. Amar shakol niyebedvaro, they say shahakol. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rashi, Rabbi Tarfon is not describing what we do, but Rabbi Tarfon was talking about the Bracha Rishona. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Bar Nefashos Rabbos Lechsaranon Al Kol Masheh Barasa, that's the Bracha beforehand. Amar Le Ravchanan LaAbaye, the same give and take, Ravchanan and Abaye, where Ravchanan asked Abaye Hilchas Amai, what should we do? Amar Le Pochazi Ma'im Odover, go out and see, and what they saw was that everybody made a shahakol. We begin Tes Vav Amid Aleph. Lechi Itmar, Lechi Ha'omein Me'elav. What happens if you have a lechi that's able to stand by itself in a halachic sense? Literally, Ha'omein Me'elav means it stood by on its own. Here in the halacha sense, it means that it stood by itself and nothing to do with the halachic person reason of lechi. For example, let's say you have, just to give it a modern twinge, let's say you have a street light. Now, a street light could technically serve as a lechi. And you had a street light that was put in, and then a mavli was built around, and someone said, wow, you're not going to be able to carry here unless you have a lechi. And bull, that means exactly. The lechi was sitting exactly in the right place to be a kosher lechi. That's a lechi omen me'elav. Take a look at Rashi Shaluk Vasham. L'shem tikin mavi d'lozminu l'kach. They didn't designate it for the mavi at all. Abai amar have a lechi, Rava amar lo have a lechi. It's machlok is between Abai and Rava whether it's a good lechi or not. Heichad lo samchin lo me'et mal kulei amalo pligi d'lo have a lechi. If they didn't use it as a lechi before Shabbos, and they had designated a different lechi, and the kosher lechi, the lechi that had been designated for the Erev, fell down, so then in such a case, it doesn't serve as a valid lechi. Presumably because it wasn't designated before Shabbos for it. Now the requirement that you need to designate this lechi beforehand is not so understandable. What's this halacha that it needed to have been designated beforehand? What emerges from Rashi is that it's specifically an issue where there was another lechi. And this is also what emerges from Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Gimel Yud Aleph, that if there was another lechi, so then it was clear that in the context of the Mavui, he was not using this lechi as a mechitza. He was using it, for example, as we said, the case that we had given, as a lamppost. The Mishnah Berurah paskens, therefore, if there was no lechi whatsoever, then you don't need to have designated it beforehand. There are other understandings. Take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger on that line in Shulchan Aruch. But this is the machlokis, presumably. So whatever the explanation, the Gemara says that both Abaye and Rava agree that if you hadn't designated it beforehand, then it wouldn't be acceptable. Ki pligi, when are they arguing the market news for lunch on top? That they had a lechi ome me'elav, and now they want to turn it into a halachic heter. Abaye omar have a lechi. Abaye says that it serves as a valid lechi. Does samchin ala me'atmol. Rav omar lo have a lechi kinu me'ikar lo v'adayti d'hachi avidi lo have a lechi. If that wasn't your original intention when you built it, you wanted it for red light, green light, so then in such a case, you can't use it for a lechi. The Gemara wants to know if we could extend this machlokas between Abaye and Rava, whether adaita dahachi me'ikara is necessary, the original intention is necessary or not, to other areas in Shas. Because al kadaitach, we thought, ke'echa de pligi belechi, pligi nam bechitza, that we could extend this machlokas not only to lechi, but also to mechitza as well. What do we mean mechitza? Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Ha'oisa sukaso beino ilanos. Somebody made his sukkah between trees. V'ilanos defanos la, and the trees serve as a wall. Sometimes if you have a thick oak tree, it could actually serve for a wall of a sukkah. Now, when those trees were planted, presumably they weren't designated to be walls for a sukkah. So what do we see? We see the meikara lava daita dehachi, it's not a problem. Says Gemara, Hachamai Skinny, maybe we'll answer to defend Rava. It was originally planted to be a wall for a sukkah. That would be pashut. Then why would we need a Mishnah in sukkah on Chav Dalet on the base to teach us that halacha? Maybe we should say it's also because we've come to use it as a tree on Yom Tov, and we know that halacha is that you're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilan on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a gzera midrabanan, as we see in the end of Maseches Shabbos. The chiddush here is you don't have to worry about that, and you're allowed to use it. Okay, so we still might apply the same into mechitza as well. Tashma, let's go to another place in Shas. This time, closer to our Masechta, that's the sugya of Pasei Beros. In the beginning of the second parak, we'll be introduced with the idea that there are times that the Rabbanim were lenient, as we've alluded to in the past, and we'll learn in detail in the second parak, to build poles around a area and allow to be able to carry during the time of being Ola Rega. So Hayasham Ilan Ogeder Ochitzas Kanim Nida Mishum Diyomad. You're allowed to use that as a corner wall for the Pasei Beros. You have over here Rashi spelling it out very clearly in the diagram. Here you don't have to go the Hod V'Hodar diagrams. Rashi is the diagram in Rashi. It's not Rashi, but the diagram in Rashi is fine. Now we see again, a tree that wasn't put down could be used for that purpose. No, they planted it that way to be used for the Pasei Beros. If you have small reeds that are within three tefachim of each other, I might have thought that it cannot serve as the yomad. It cannot serve as the corner because there's a break over here. It wouldn't work for the corner of Pasei Beros. Kedeboi mine Abaye me Rabba, which was actually Abaye's question to Rabba. We'll have it in a few days on Yutes Amabez, whether that will work, and that's the chidush, to tell us that it does work. But don't make the mistake to think that if it wasn't planted for that purpose, then it could be used according to the position of Rava. No, it has to be not the adaita de hachi. It needs to be designated for this purpose. Tashma, we try to verify this issue about whether a mechitza needs to be originally put down for this. From a sugya on Sadi Tes Amebeis, a fascinating one, the usage of the branches to serve as a mechitza. Tashma ilan ha-mesach ala-aretz. If you have a tree that branches droop down towards the ground, me'ein benofa gavol min aretz gimel tfachim. If the branches and leaves stoop down to the ground, think of a willow tree, but it doesn't have to be a willow tree, but think of a willow tree that branches are falling down towards the ground, and they're within three tefachim of the ground, metaltel and tachtav, then you've got a reshus hayachid under the tree. So what do we see? A tree could serve as mechitza. But now, that mechitza, was it originally put down to be a mechitza? Well, the Gemara attempts to say that, if it was planted for this, are you going to be able to carry in all of it? Says the Gemara, how could it be that you're learning that in such a case it was planted to serve as mechitzas? Then why does the halacha limit its usage? That Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yoshua, had said that you could only be metaltel within 200 sa'a. To understand the 200 sa'a and the question, the Gemara is bringing out the following. Later on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, we're going to learn an important halacha that many people are not aware of. And that is, if you have something that is hukuf, shelo ledira, it wasn't surrounded with the intention that it be used for dwelling, that's called a mechitza shelo hukuf ledira. The halacha is you could only allow to carry in a base sasayim of that area. Anything larger, you're not allowed to carry inside. The Gemara employs this rule in regards to Ilan HaMesach La'aretz, that Ilan HaMesach La'aretz you could only carry if it's less than sasayim. What do we see then? That it was Lo Hushmash Ladira. It wasn't originally planted for dwelling. Ah, so that means that we're talking about trees that were not planted for dwelling. They were planted to enjoy, but not as mechitzos. Oh, if it's not as mechitzos, so we see that you don't need adaita dahachi. Says the Gemara, no. It was planted for this, but it wasn't planted ledira. Mishum dahave dira shetashmisha la'avir. It was a dira that was not created for what we would call a dira today. An apartment, or what boys in Mea Sharm in the Mirror call a dira. It wasn't made to be used as a person's apartment. Rather, explains Rashi in Dibra Maskel Mishum, that it was used to service the fields that were around it. That people who were guards used to go in every once in a while to rest in the shade of the tree. But it wasn't built for a dira. It was built, really, for the avir around it. The chol dira, shetash mishel, avir, emetaltan ba'ala beis asayim. And any dira that was only built for that, you could only carry within sasayim. So we still haven't proven whether a mechitza needs to be put down with the kavana of using it from as a mechitza from the first place. Or more precisely, the first moment. Says the Gemara on the first wide line, Toshma, I will bring you another proof from Sukkah, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. This brings up a new area of halacha that's connected to our Masechta, and that is a Ruvei Tchumen. The Torah Kedoshah tells the Parshas B'Shalach, Al Yetzei Ish Mimekomo, a person is not allowed to leave his general area. Chazal do not understand that as the Karaites understood that you can't leave your house, but it means you can't leave your general area. What is your general area? Your city. What happens if the following? First white line. Shavas betel shu gavaya asara. He sits down on Shabbos, before Shabbos, on a mountain that's 10 high and 4 amos long. V'ubarma amos. V'ab beis asayim. V'chein b'neka, as well as a cave. Shu amok asar v'u'arba arba amos. V'ab beis asayim. It's 10 wide. Excuse me, 10 deep and 4 wide. And it could be up to 2 sub. Or he's in the middle of a field that has wheat that surrounds it. V'kama k'tzura v'shibolos makifos osa. He's in the middle of a field which is surrounded, it's a cut field, but the perimeter is surrounded with wheat that serves as a chitza, because it's 10 tvachim to high. Mahalach eskula v'chutzala alpayim ama. It's considered his space. It's no longer Ramat Beit Shemesh or the Five Towns or Beechwood. His place is this area. What do we see? We see these things could serve as mechitzas. That is his spot. Not just his house on Nachal Lachish or his house on 84th Street. These serve as mechitzas as well. And now, these, presumably, the wheat wasn't put down to be his mechitza. V'chitem, and if you're going to say, L'chaya, that's fine. L'chaya is like an expression. L'chayim b'seder. It's an expression like b'seder. Elatal v'noka ma'ika l'meimar. But what are you going to do in regards to the hill and the cave? You're going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Sheshes Yimei Bereshis created for that purpose that you wanted for mechitzas? Ela, so that is a strong raya. Everybody agrees that when it comes to the mechitza, it serves as a mechitza, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu or anybody else did not put it down for that. Keep pligi belechi. Machlok is specifically when it comes to lecha. Abayi, l'tamei Abayi, is following his reason, d'am lechi mishum mechitza. Mechitza asiru me'ele ha'avi mechitza. He holds that, as we've discussed earlier. On daf yud beis, am a beis, we had a machlokes whether lechi is mishum mechitza or lechi is mishum kora, and we say that lechi, according to Abayi, serves as a mechitza, and therefore kavan is not necessary. Rava l'tamei d'am lechi mishum heker, and Rava holds that it's a heker. Now, if it's a heker, then it has to be put down with the intention for it to be a heker. Otherwise, it won't remind you. Iavidibidayim have a heker. Only if you put it down with your hands will it serve as a heker. V'lo, but if it's part of the natural landscape, lo have a heker. Then in such a case, it does not serve as a heker. Now let's try to analyze who we pass, who's correct. Abaye or Rava. Tashva, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Avni goder, hayotzeis mina godem uvdolzum, zum pachas mishosha, if you have stones that butt out from a wall. You could see in the diagram in the Hod V'Hodor and Kuf Nun Gimel. They're just stones that are butting out from the wall. So then if they're within 3 tvachim for each other, then it could serve as a lechi. In other words, if it makes a straight line within 3 tvachim from each other, then in such a case it serves as a lechi. Now, was it put down to serve as a heker? Says the Gemara, Hachinam Shabbat Mitzchino Lekach. No, it was built for that. The Gemara says it was. In the Havamina, the Gemara thought, maybe we see from here it doesn't have to be. Kamash Shalom? No, that it was put down. Ask the Gemara, Yachi Pshita, then it would be Pasha that could serve that. Mild the Samer, Lemeser bin Yanuhu Davida. I might have thought that at the end of the day, it looks like as an extra part of the other wall, not to serve as a Lechi. Kamash Shalom, if that was the intention, then it could serve as a lechi. Tashma, come in here, I'll give you another proof. Titani Rabbi Chia taught us, this is, of course, Rabbi Chia is the author of many, many brises. This appears as Masoras HaShasli teaches us in Perek Aleph Ches in the Tosefta. Koso Shetzido Echa Knos Mechavero. If you have a wall, if one has a one side of the wall of the Mavui that is more drawn in than the rest. Think about a wall. We've had this on the Aftes of a base. You have a wall in which there's a part of it, of the wall, that is wider than the other. Whether you could notice it from the outside, but from the inside it's not noticeable, or the opposite direction. It serves as a lechi. So now, presumably, it was just built that way for the wall purposes, but not as a lechi. So Gemara says, Hachinam, we'll have to say, Shasal Mitchil Lekach was built to to be a lechi yachi makamashal, and then of course it should serve as lechi. Al-kamashmala, no, there's a big chiddush. We had a lot of fun with it. It wasn't an easy sugya on daf tes on the beis. Nirmi b'chutz v'shava b'fnim. If you could only see it from the outside, but from the inside, it's not noticeable. So it's teaching us a chiddush. Nida mishum lechi. It serves as a lechi, but it was originally put down to be as a lechi. Another attempted proof. Tashma derav have a yosef bahum mivo. Rav was sitting in a mevoi. Have a yosef Ravuna kamei, and Ravuna was sitting with him. Amalei l'shmayi. Rav said to his shamish, the talmud that helped him out, zil aizili kuzah demaya. Go and bring me a cup, which was a potted cup from pottery of water. That's kuza. Ada asin nafal lechaya. Before he was able to bring it to him, in the mavui, the lechi fell down. Achvale biyadei. Rav signaled to his shamish, who was bringing him the water, that it fell down. Don't carry further. Kamadachte. He stopped. Amalei Ravuna losa ramar lismoch adikla. He asked him, you don't hold of using the palm tree that was also standing there as a lechi. Amar Rav was a little critical of Ravuna. He referred to him. Dami haime rabbanan, you seem to be like those rabbanan, kemandala pirish in shia shmaitza, that individual who was never taught, that people didn't explain them, the sugya. Mi samchinan ala me'etmol, I can't use this lechi, because it wasn't as a lechi, the dekel as a lechi, because it wasn't designated beforehand. That's what we learned on the Gemara, five lines from the top, that it needs to be designated as a lechi beforehand. Deduces the Gemara, time and lo samchinan, it's only because they didn't designate it, ha samchinan, but if it was designated, even though it wasn't planted originally for it, have a lechi. Then in such a case, it would be considered a lechi. So what do we see? That it doesn't need to be planted originally for it at that purpose. The Gemara suggests maybe that's what the machlokes between Abaye and Rava is. Let me Abaye v'Rava delo samchinan le'a pligi, ha samchinan le'a have a lechi. Maybe Abaye v'Rava are arguing about where they were in Samech on it beforehand, the tree. However, Hasamchina leo have a lechi, but if they were Samech on it, certainly it would be considered lechi. Lo salkadaitach. No, that's not correct. Dahu barka. There was this porch, Dahavi barchavu, that it had been in the mavui of a person by the name of barchavu, and this porch was supported by a pole. If you take a look in the Hodva Hadar, diagram Kuf Nun Dalet. So on the one hand, you've got a mavui with a that they already had used, wanted to use before Shabbos as a lechi. Nevertheless, the Gemara continues that the pligubo abayvarova kulish shanyua. This was an ongoing machlokes, a celebrated machlokes between abayvarova. Abaye and Rava, of course, were good friends. It was a machlokes with dignity, not a ugly machlokes chasu. It was machlokes l'shem shamayim. Whether one could use that lechi. Now, they were samech on it beforehand, but it wasn't originally built for it. Here we had a machlokis between Abaye and Rava, that it was meikara lava daite. It wasn't originally built to serve as a lechi. For that reason, Rava did not find it acceptable. Rashi concludes our sugya by saying that we paskin like Abaye. Normally, we follow the opinion of Rava. Here, we follow the opinion of Abaye. And this is one of the Yalkigams, the famous list in Perek Eilu Metzias above Metzia, and that is the Lamed of Yal Kegam Lechi Ha'omein Me'ilav. We begin the new Mishnah on Tezvav and Aleph, two lines from the bottom, where the Mishnah discusses what is the appropriate materials for Lechi. B'chol L'chayayin, B'chol Osen L'chayayin, you can use everything to make a Lechi, Afil B'davar Sheish Baruch Chaim, even an animal. Rabbi Meir Osa, Rabbi Meir prohibits it. Umitame Mishum goylo. And if one uses a animal to serve as a cover for a dead body, that's called golo, covering over actually a kever, so then the animal has the ability to create tumas oel. As Rashi explains, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that anything that is used as a golo or a dofek to cover over a mace will always have a din of an oel, and will be mitamei. Rabbi Meir, Lishitaso is mitar. Rabbi Meir holds that it doesn't have the ability to be mitar. Because Rabbi Meir holds, Lishitaso, kol mechitza omedes beruach chayim, says Rashi in the second line from the top, that's Vav Amud Beis, eino mechitza does not serve as a mechitza. Because when all of gitei nashim, you could write a get on an animal. Again, the Tanakhama l'shitas of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Pulse of Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that such a get would not be acceptable. The Gemara begins to analyze through Brisis these issues of the Mishnah. Two lines on the top says, "Vav Beis Tanya Rabbi Meir Oimer Kol Davar Sheish Bo Ruachaim Ein Oisin Oisa Loi Doifin LeSuka VeLoi Lechi LeMavui." It can't be used as a mechitza. It can't be used for a wall of sukkah. It can't be used for a lechi for a mavui. Loi Patsin LeBiros. It can't be used for Patsin LeBiros that we've discussed. VeLo Gol LeGever, and it cannot be used to cover a dead body. What does it mean it can't be used? It explains Rashi that if you use it, so then in such a case, Tumah does not take effect on it. We saw that Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Afen Kosan of Gitei Noshim, you also can't write a get on a live animal. My time to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what is the rationale for Rabbi Yossi Aglili that he added get as well? Desani, we learned in the Braisa Sefer, the Torah Akdosha says, because of law sefer krisus, it refers to the get as a sefer. Eliel a sefer, minayin rabbis kol dover, tamalom v'kosav law mikol makom. Any type of material could be used. Inke ma tamalom a sefer. So why did the Torah say sefer? Lo melecha, ma sefer, dover shem baruachayim. Just like a sefer is not alive. So, ve'ena ochel, it's not food. Af kol dover, she'eno, baruachayim ve'ena ochel. It can't be alive and it can't be food. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbanu miksiv ba sefer. Does it say in the sefer? Sefer ksiv. It doesn't talk about a type of sefer, but rather it is an adjective of sorts. That what? L'sviras ba'al dvarim ba'almuhu. It needs to be telling the story of Gerishin du'asa. That's what it's coming to tell us. We're going to learn Be'ezer Hashem. We'll get to the Daf Yomi in Maseches. Gerishin. Why the get, what is it, and what does it mean that the get needs to be Sfiras Dvarim? Baalma needs to tell the story of the Gerishim, but that's how the Rabbanan understand the Pasuk. Keep on pounding away, Rabosai, don't blink, and Be'ezer Hashem will be there. In Maseches Gittin. Rabbanan, hi, v'kasala, my darshi bay. What did Rabbanan use v'kasala for? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, v'kasala is coming to tell us, mikol makom, that you can use everything except for a sefer Shem Baruch Haim. But according to Rabbanan, they could even use a sefer She. Yesh bo ruachayim. So then, what do I need v'kasavla for? Haumi boile b'ktsiv miskareshes fein miskareshes b'kesef. That a woman can't be divorced with money. I would have thought sal kadai techamina. I would have thought that just like your mekadesh a woman with money, you could divorce her with money. Hold v'iskish yitzia lavaya. The pasuk says in regards to an divorcee, the yotza v'ha'isa liish acher, that she will go out and she will get married to someone else. Chazal understand this is a big gemara in the beginning of Kedushan and Davdalit. The Yatza Vahaisa, there is an equation, a hekesh between the going out and the coming in. So we would have thought, ma vaya bekesa, if the gemara learns out halachas over there. For Kedushan, for example, the gemara attempts to learn shtar out from it, that just like she's divorced with a shtar, she'll get married with a shtar. Now the Gemara goes in the opposite direction. Ma vai bekesef, afyitzia bekesef, that just like she gets married with kesef, maybe she get divorced with kesef. Kamash malon, no. That she could only get divorced with a get. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, hai svar minole, how does Rabbi Yossi Aglili know that she could only get divorced with a sefer? Nafkilem sefer krisus. He learns that from the word sefer krisus. Sefer karsa vein davar achar karsa. Rabbon and high sefer krisus mi boile ludavar akaris beino leveino. They need it for something else. It needs to be something that entirely severs between them. If the divorce doesn't sever entirely between them, it's not a valid divorce. Lichid desani, as we learned in a brisa, reza gite chamnash lo tishti yayin. It's a get on the condition he's holding on to her. That's not going to serve as a valid get. What does it mean he holds on to her? On the condition you're not going to drink wine. He's still creating conditions even thereafter they're divorced. Unfortunately, those who have been involved in difficult divorce proceedings, this will sound familiar. They're still trying to manipulate each other even after the get. The halacha is that it can't be that way. That it has to be a full-fledged divorce, that there are no conditions that are attached. It doesn't serve as a valid get. If they make a condition for 30 days, then it's not forever. So then, then it's a valid get. How does he learn that out? If he used the pasuk of Sefer Krisus to tell us that you need a shtar, Nafkale mikares krisus. You don't have to have the word krisus with the extra vav and suf. Rabban and kares krisus lo darshi, they don't darshin that extra vav and suf. So the Gemara on the Mishnah spoke about the different opinions of whether you could use a davar, sheyesh baruach hayim, an animal, anything else that's alive, for a mechitza. And then the Gemara presented the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that says specifically when it comes to get, because it says sefer, then you can't use a live animal, to write the get on a live animal and to present it to the woman. We begin a new Mishnah in Erevin, Tezvava Mebez, 15 lines from the bottom, Shayara Shechansa Bebika. If you have a caravan, the caravan here we're referring to is a whole entourage of people that are traveling with animals and wagons. And that's why we bring it up now, because we spoke about animals serving as mechitzas. So now we speak about animals who are traveling with people, a whole entourage that's traveling together. That's a shayara. Shechansa bebika, it rested in a valley. Vekifua kli behema. And it, on the ground now you have surrounding you the utensils of animals. Metaltlin besocha, they could also serve as a mechitza. Bevachye geder gvoa sarat fachim. It needs to be 10 fachim tall. V'lo yehei pirtzos yiseros al habinyan. This is going to be a very, very important expression. It seems to be a very arcane Mishnah about animals and so on, but this expression of the Mishnah is extremely important, that you'll be able to carry on the condition that there isn't more open space than closed space. Continues the Mishnah. Kol pirtzashi ke'eser amos muteres. If you have an open space that's up until 10 amos, then it's still okay. Mipneshi kepesach, because that is a normal opening. It's normal to have an opening of 10 amos. Yeser mikan, aser. More than that is going to be aser. So these are important halachos. How you read this is actually going to be a big discussion amongst the Rishonim and the Poskim. And one day in the halacha from the Daily Daf, we will summarize it. However, right now, let's just have the Mishnah clear, and that is that the Mishnah says that you can't have what we refer to as parutz, merubala, omed, you can't have more open space than closed. And number two is you can't have an area that's more, that's an opening that's more than 10 amos, even if the area is majority closed, you can't have a pirtzi yeser me'eser. Once a pirtzi yeser me'eser, then it's going to passel the mechitzas. Says the Gemara, Itmar, parutz kelmud. What happens if it's 50-50? Rav Papa Amar, mutter. Ravun Breid Yeshua Amar, also. Rav Papa Amar, mutter. Hach Yagmari Rachman Alamesha, Leitif writes Ruba. Rav Papa says the halacha was that you can't have a majority of parts, but if it's 50-50, it'll be acceptable. Ravun Breid Yeshua Amar, also. Hach Yagmari Rachman Alamesha, Geldar Ruba. The machlokis is whether halacha Moshe Mishina is you need that the majority be enclosed, 51%, or that the majority not be open. Tanat, we learned that Mishnah, V'lo yeh pirtzis yiseris al binyan. Hakib binyan, mutter. If it would be an even amount, then in such a case, it would be mutter. So what does that sound like? That sounds like the position of Rav Papa, not like Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Yeshua. Says the Gemara, lo teim hakib binyan, mutter. Don't say that if it's like the binyan, it'll be mutter. Ela im binyan, yeser al pirtzim, mutter. If the binyan's more than the pirtz, it'll be acceptable. Aval kib binyan, but if it's like the binyan, my osir, it's going to be osir. Asks the Gemara, yachi listeni, then why should it say, lo yeh pirtzis yiseros al binyan? It should say, lo yeh pirtzis Kibinyan, kasha, that is going to be a strong kasha. This Bezer Hashem concludes our daf on daf tes vav amud beis. We will continue with the tashmaz Bezer Hashem tomorrow. And we now go to the halacha from the daily daf. Bezer Hashem yisbarech, our halacha topic from Erevin daf tes vav is the halachos of breaking brachos on flowers in botanical gardens. Before we show how the halacha emerges from our daily daf, there is a little bit of history behind this shaila. The shaila is apropos on two different levels. Number one, it's the springtime. It's right before Pesach. Many people are going out on Chol HaMoed. There'll be people that will be visiting beautiful gardens, particularly here, the beautiful gardens of Eretz Yisrael. This shaila started in halachic literature that we're going to focus on. I'm indebted to the Pnine Halacha for this reference. In the newly planted gardens in Bnei Brak in the 1930s, in fact, legend has it that it refers to a rose garden on the street of Rebbe Tarfon in Bnei Brak, Rechov Rebbe Tarfon. Those of you who know Bnei Brak are familiar with that. I don't know if there are that many rose bushes left on Rechov Rebbe Tarfon, but it starts in my mind in the moments of the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael. It goes all the way to the vibrancy of Yeshivas Chachalei Lublin, and ultimately the ashes of the Holocaust and a tshuva written by the Kozher Glover Rebbe back to Bnei Brak, to the opinion of the Chazon Ish. And Torah lives today through the poskim and the halacha that speaks to every part of our existence. And there's no question that this shaila embodies the motif of Pesach, v'isha amda lavosenu v'lanu, and the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael continuing. The Sefer Eretz Tzvi was written by the Kozher Glover Rebbe, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Fromer, who was killed al Kiddush Hashem by the Nazis. He was the last Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Of course, this is very much connected to the Daf Yomi. Reb Tzvi Hirsch Fromer also advocated, after Meir Shapiro had advocated to do a Daf a day, he advocated as well as learning a couple of Mishnayos a day, which I highly encourage the Tzibur to do as well. There's much to say about Reb Tzvi Hirsch Fromer, but now is not the time. The Shaila that was asked to the Eretz Tzvi was the following. Reb Yitzchak Itcha Erlich wrote to him, a Talmud of his who had been Zoche to go to Eretz Yisrael, asked him about this garden on street Rebbe Tarfon in Bnei Brak. This is found in Chelek Beis of the Shalsu Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi Simen Yud Gimel. If you are walking in this garden and there is a good smell from the flowers, do you need to make a bracha, and can you make a bracha or not? Reb Tzvi Hirsch, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kol Shevracha, begins with a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara in Brachos says that you need that the besamim be put there al das lahariach, with the intention to smell. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says that if there are besamim that have been placed in a store, then as the Shulchan Aruch says, it's only because the proprietor wants people to notice the smell of the besamim that you make a bracha. However, if it wasn't put down there for the smell, so then in such a case, there would be no requirement, and for that matter, it would be inappropriate for someone to make a bracha. Now, let's just interject and point out that the Chazon Ish made this point famous, but it already comes out from the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Simen Reish Tes Zayin. The Chazon Ish in Simen Lamed Hei Sif Katan Zayin pointed out that if the besamim were not put there, lahariach, the solution is, if you're enjoying it and you're smelling it, the solution is if you take it yourself, if you pick it up, of course, with the reshus of the proprietor, so then in such a case, wouldn't be a shaila. However, stam, for a person to make a bracha, if it wasn't put there, lahariach, then the bracha would not be appropriate. For this reason, the Kozher Glover starts out quoting Poskim from that Gemara with the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim, saying that if the individual that planted the flowers might have had das to plant them also for the Reach, but he says he's not sure at all whether that das is enough. And he quotes a Gemara in Nida on Daf Nun Amebeis. This is the beauty of Halacha, where one Gemara is all in the beginning of Shas, Brachos Nun Gimel Amebeis, the other all the way at the end of Shas, Nida Daf Nun Amebeis, where the Gemara discusses if you have food which was planted to be Meichel Behema, which of course is not Ochel, which is Makabel Tumah, Machsheves Chibur, if a person changes his mind and decides to use it for Meichel Adam, Lo Shma Machshava, it's not considered a valid Machshava. The Machshava is not significant if it's a food that normally starts out Meichel Behema of the Bailim when the food is attached. And therefore, the halacha is that the food that was growing is not considered a Meichel Adam that's Ra'i L'Kabel Tumah, unless there is a Machshava of the Bailim which takes place after the fruit has been cut off the ground. The Kozher Glover starts off saying, well, the Machshava is not significant when the
roses were planted. And since the machshava is not significant, it would need a particular maisa where he designates it. He puts it in a store where it's clear, as the Shulchan Aruch describes in Reish Yud Zayin, that he wants it to have a good smell for it to be able to sell better, to be able to make the bracha. Ultimately, the Kozhik lover backs down from that argument. And he backs down from that argument based on a Talmud. And my mind only races to the two Talmidim here of the Kozhik lover, one who's writing him from Bnei Brak in the 1930s, and the other who is a Talmud who's sitting with him in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Who knows if that Talmud survived the inferno of the Holocaust, and it may the Torah be a zikaron, either for this particular Talmud, either way, it's a schus for this particular Talmud, and certainly as well for the Kozhik lover Rebbe, and all of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. The back of the Yeshiva of Sefer Eretz Tzvi has a list of many of the Kozhik lover's Talmidim who as well perished along with him. And the Talmud brought a beautiful raya from our Gemara in Erevin on Daf Tezvav. The Gemara tells us that you need a lechi, according to Rava, to be put down intentionally for the purpose of being a lechi. And the Gemara discusses, but wait a second, for those who say that needs to be put down, how could it be that in certain cases we discuss a tree serving as a lechi if it wasn't put down for that purpose? To which the Gemara answers, no, there the tree was planted for the purpose. Aha, said the Talmud. So you see that if you put down a rose bush for that purpose, it's considered that machshava is significant. And the Kozhik lover went with that. The Kozhik lover said, my Talmud, you're saying beautifully, and therefore it all depends on what's happening across the sea in that small yishuv in Bnei Brak, how they're planting the rose bushes. If they're planting the rose bush just for show that it should look nice, that Bnei Brak should be a nice, aesthetically pleasing city, so then in such a case, it wasn't planted l'ariach, and it's like something that was put into a room for storage, which the Shaaretz Zion in Reish Yud Zayin Aleph says, that if you come into that room, it wasn't put there l'ariach, in such a case, you shouldn't make a bracha, unless, as the Chazon Ish brought out, you pick it up and bring it to your nose, so then in such a case, maybe you could, but otherwise you don't. However, says the Kozhik lover, if they planted it l'ariach, it's like a lechi in Erevin daf tezvav. And if there, the lechi in Erevin tezvav was put down for a lechi, it was planted as a tree to be a lechi, and for that reason, or for that matter also, we discussed there in the Gemara, a tree that was planted to be a wall for a sukkah, then in such a case the machshava is going to work. What the Kozhik lover doesn't answer is, what about the Gemara from the end of Sha'as Hanun Amabez? That the chiluk l'chura is obvious. Maybe we could add to the Torah of Europe, our revenge to the Nazis, that the chiluk is obvious. And I can't imagine that the Talmud and the Kozhik lover, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Shevracha, didn't discuss this. And that is, when it comes to the Gemara in Nida, on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, going to Nun Amud Beis, over there, the food was, by definition, Meichel Behema. It was planted as a Stam Meichel Behema, and even the Pashtus, the Gemara might even be that his intention was to use Meichel Behema. To change when it's Mechuber, that you can't do. However, the original Das and the if it was to be used as a lechi, the original das, if it was to be used as Meichel Adam, of course, that could be followed. The Gemara there was talking about changing the status quo. That you can't do when it's Mechuber. So therefore, the Talmud's Raya, the Kozhik lover goes with, and he ultimately himself holds that his Raya is stronger than the Kozhik lover's own Raya from Nida. And that's the raya from the other meseches, the other one of the Ani Mesechtos, the raya from Erevin on Daf Tezvav. It says that in the footnote, Rav Erlich, who wrote this shaila to the Kozhik lover, showed this tshuva to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish praised it very much. Although what emerges according to the Chazon Ish in Simin Lamed Hei Siv Katan Zayin, however, the Chazon Ish adds one wrinkle to the Eretz HaTzvi, where he says he's it might be appropriate to take with your hand, as if you are designating it lahariach, because the Chazon Ish is struggling with two different categories of bisamim. There's one category called chanus shel bosam, where the Gemara describes on the Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's codified in Shulchan Aruch Reish Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Sif Aleph, excuse me, where a person brings bosam, that is a type of besamim, into his store. And there the Gemara says he wants people to smell it, so because that will encourage customers to buy it. And then the poskim discuss a cheder shel bosam, as the Shaar Tzion describes in Sifkatan Beis in Reish Yud Zayin, where there the individual who's selling is just leaving it in the room, in his room, as storage. Since there it wasn't put la'riach, so then in such an instance, one would not make a bracha on it, even if you smell it and even if you enjoy it, unless you pick it up. Hence the Chazon Ish says that in this case, it might be kedai that the only way you could make the bracha is if you bring it to your nose. Ultimately, the Chazon Ish raises the possibility, and it makes so much sense to me, that it could very well be that as long as when the person planted in the botanical gardens, it was planted not only to be seen, but also for smell, then that would be enough, as what emerges from the Gemara in Erevin. And it seems to me, even though the Chazon Ish seems to be mesupik about this, that it's very, very different than the Cheder Shel Besamim. In most instances, roses are planted for their fragrance as well as for their beautiful sight. And therefore, if the roses have a smell, especially if they have a smell that's so powerful that you don't have to go close, but you're simply walking in the botanical garden, you are overwhelmed with the beautiful smell, you could definitely make the bracha with kavana of borei atzei besamim and think about the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the fact that Klal Yisrael was at the same time planting botanical gardens in Eretz Yisrael, and that the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael is continuing. And ultimately, that's very different than the Cheder Shel Besamim, where it's used specifically for storage. Hence, there is a lot of room to say that one does not need to relocate the Besamim in order to be Mechayev, the bracha. Ultimately, the Chazon Ish points out that even the whole idea of bringing it to your nose, the Gra doesn't accept, because that's not really relocating it. It has to be entirely relocated, like taking it from a cheder into a chanus. The point of the Chazon Ish is valuable when we're talking about fruits and so on, where often it's not being cut off for its fragrance. There is a machlokis haposkim, whether bringing it to your nose would be enough for it to be considered lahareach. However, from the language of the Mishneh Berurah, even though in many Kitzer's books they don't emphasize this, it would seem that a rose bush that was planted, as emerges from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Tezvav, is considered planted lahareach, and one would make a bracha of borei atzei besamim on most roses, even if one did not relocate the rose, and one does not need to be careful of bringing the rose to one's nose before making the bracha. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Tezvav.